Good afternoon. As Greg said, I'm a Catholic, I'm a wife, and I'm a mother. One thing I am not is a public speaker. But somehow, here I stand before you today. Just like each and every one of you, regardless of your gender, your religion, or your political affiliation, I was created by and for God. We are created in His image to know, love, and serve Him. Let me emphasize the word know. To know God, to be in relationship with Him, to follow His lead in carrying out your role during your time on this earth. We cannot take God out of the equation. Each and every one of us was created by Him and for Him. As mothers and as parents, we spend our children's lives helping to shape them and form them into knowing right from wrong and standing up for what's right. Conscience. We would never tell them to run from the schoolyard bully or ignore when someone is being mistreated. Conscience. We would never offer them a poisonous snake when they need the warm embrace of a hug. Conscience. We lead by example, and in order to be the best parent, we must constantly be on lookout for the lies and deceit that lure us in. In other words, we must work to properly form our own conscience, to strive to know God, and be willing to admit our mistakes and climb out of our own pitfalls. If one of my daughters asked me to purchase contraception for her, my conscience would guide me to say no and explain why, helping then to form her conscience. No different than the many shopping excursions when one of them would want a certain skimpy swimsuit or a dress that was cut a little too low or a little too short, the short answer was always, no, I am not going to pay for that. How are we now in a position in which our government is forcing our Catholic institution to go against our faith in order to remain operational? I maintain that it's due to a lack of knowing, a lack of personal responsibility, a lack of conscience. Growing up in small towns in the rural South, our family did not have the choice of Catholic schools. After college, I moved to Louisville, and was I ever shocked to discover the plethora of Catholic school options. What a wonderful thing, a place where, ideally, our children can be educated in academia and faith, where their conscience can be formed in light of the truths of their faith. At St. Patrick Parish School, our principal, with the blessing of our pastor, asked our Respect Life Committee to work with him in writing a series of three presentations which we give over the course of the school year to all the middle school students. Obviously, the dignity of human life is our theme, but in order to get there, we discovered that talking about personal responsibility and the formation of conscience is key. As stated in our student handbook, also known the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the education of conscience is a lifelong task, using the Word of God as the light of our path. Ask yourself, ask your sibling, ask your neighbor, ask the person sitting next to you in the pew at church, how much thoughtful effort have you put forth in the formation of your conscience? When is the last time that you referred to the student handbook as a source for gathering your information? The formation of conscience is not a one and done. It is not a circumstance of being born with it, and there's nothing more you can do about it. Spend some time getting to know God, by whom and for whom you were created. I mentioned this exceptional teaching environment that is being created at St. Patrick Parish School. Now, complements of this HHS mandate, Catholic schools and other institutions, even private companies that are owned by people of faith, will be forced to choose between compliance and paying such crippling fines that they would likely end up closing their doors. The good news in all this mess is that we are talking. It's easy to take religious freedom for granted. It's enshrined in our Constitution and praised by our church, and most of us have grown up without questioning it. Well, not anymore. The time has come. The moment is now. If we don't wake up, stand up and take personal responsibility and each do our part, we are going to literally wake up one day and realize that God has been removed from our society, a nation founded on God and the freedom of religion. People, it has already begun. Here in my hand, I hold a coin. If you look at the front, the head, and the tail of this coin, "In God We Trust" is not there. It is not there. Oh, but it hasn't been completely removed. If you look closely, it's been relocated to the side of the coin in a less prominent position. It's been printed on the very edge, so what's next? The next step? Complete removal. Over the past 2 years, our current administration has coined a phrase, freedom of worship, as the initial effort to eliminate freedom of religion. These small changes are an effort to change our perception, to affect the formation of our conscience. Please, I beg you, pay attention. It doesn't matter what religion you adhere to, freedom of worship will not protect your right to practice your faith in the public square. As citizens and people of faith, we have both a moral and a civic duty to witness for our faith in the public square. As it was written and as it stands now, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights guarantees freedom of religion, not the secular goal of freedom from religion. This is an area where we must remain vigilant. These seemingly small changes can be used to change our perception of our rights and our freedoms. Just because one may perceive it to be true does not mean that it is true. We believe in the separation of church and state, but that is not the same thing as separation between faith and politics. Faith is what we believe. Politics is how we act. We are hypocrites if we fail to act in accord with our beliefs. The truth will make you free, able to see and do what is right. At St. Patrick, we have a banner with the following message. Freedom consists not in doing what we like, but in having the right to do what we ought. Jesus calls us to be better and strive harder. It is hard to live the Christian life. It is also hard to buck the secular culture and bring our faith into the public forum. While we seek remedies from the White House, Congress, the courts, the bishops have called upon the Catholic faithful and all people of faith throughout our country to join in prayer and penance for our political leaders and for the complete protection of our first freedom, religious liberty. Prayer is the ultimate source of our strength, for without God, we can do nothing, but with God, all things are possible. I ask you to join with me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord God, we pray today that you would form and inform our consciences of what is right and what is wrong, and give us the words to teach others the truth. We pray that our fellow citizens would come to know your truth and your saving love. We pray for the resolve to make small daily sacrifices for the conversion of all who deny the fundamental human rights of life and religious liberty. Through Christ our Lord, amen. In the name of the Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you.